Mrs. Riley cried anew.
We'd just lucky the whole thing's not in the paper. We'd have to move out of town.
You're the one who introduced my innocent bean to that den of a bar. Actually, it's all the fault of that dreadful girl, Myrna. She must be punished for her misdeeds.
Myrna?
Mrs. Riley sobbed.
She ain't even in town. I heard enough of your crazy stories already about how she got you fired out of Levy Pants. You can't do this to me no more. You're crazy, Ignatius. Even if I gotta say it, my own child doubt his mind.
You look rather haggard. Why don't you push someone aside and crawl into one of the beds around here and take a nap? Call again in about an hour.
I've been up all night. When Angelo rang me up and said you was in the hospital, I almost took a stroke. I almost fell down on the kitchen floor, right on my head. I could have split my skull wide open. Then I run into my room to get dressed and I sprained my ankle. I almost got in a wreck driving over here.
Not another wreck, Ignatius gasped. I would have to go to work in the salt mines this time.
Here, stupid. Angelo says to give this to you.
Mrs. Riley reached down next to her chair and picked from the floor the large volume of The Consolation of Philosophy. She aimed one of its corners at Ignatius's stomach.
Ugh!
Ignatius gurgled.
Angelo found it in that barroom last night,
Mrs. Riley said boldly.
Somebody stole it off him in the toilet.
Oh, my God! This has all been arranged!
Ignatius screamed, rattling the huge edition in his paws.
I see it all now. I told you long ago that that mongoloid Mancuso was our nemesis. Now he has struck his final blow. How innocent I was to lend him this book. How I've been duped!
He closed his bloodshot eyes and slobbered incoherently for a moment.
Taken in by a Third Reich strumpet, hiding her depraved face behind my very own book, the very basis of my worldview. Oh, Mother, if only you knew how cruelly I've been tricked by a conspiracy of subhumans. Ironically, the Book of Fortuna is itself bad luck. Oh, Fortuna, you degenerate wanton!
Shut up!
Mrs. Riley shouted, her powdered face lined by anger.
You want the whole recovery ward coming in here? What do you think Miss Annie's going to say now? How am I going to face people, you stupid, crazy Ignatius? Now this hospital wants $20 before I can take you out of here. The ambulance driver couldn't take you to the charity like a nice man. No, he has to come dump you here in a pay hospital. Where you think I got $20? I got meet a note on your trumpet tomorrow. I got to pay that man for his building.
That is outrageous. You will certainly not pay $20. It is highway robbery. Now run along home and leave me here. It's rather peaceful. I may recover eventually. It's exactly what my psyche needs at the moment. When you have a chance, bring me some pencils in the loose-leaf folder you'll find on my desk. I must record this trauma while it's still fresh in my mind. You have my permission to enter my room. Now, if you'll pardon me, I must rest.